Good morning. I'm Vin Ebneux. A scary moment for a six-year-old girl in Jackson. She was left behind alone on a school bus, according to the Lakewood Scoop, after a substitute bus driver didn't check the bus when she was done her route for any students left. Another driver found the girl walking around in the parking lot and called her parents. Jackson School Superintendent Nicole Pormilli says the district is thoroughly investigating how the little girl was left behind. Moderna and Pfizer are okay, but if you're a Catholic, you are being encouraged to avoid taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine if possible. The USCCB has raised a red flag over the J&J vaccine, citing moral concerns because they said this particular vaccine was developed, tested, and produced with abortion-derived cell lines of babies. They said it's okay to take the J&J vaccine, but take Pfizer or Moderna instead if possible. J&J claims there's no fetal tissue in their vaccine. A Toms River woman is in a lot of trouble for not only causing a multi-vehicle domino effect collision, but also doing so while intoxicated. Police say Heather Scoville couldn't turn properly on a curve along Whitesville Road Monday, causing her to veer across the street, hit an oncoming vehicle, then a marked state police SUV, which caused it to spin and strike a school bus, a street sign, and a utility pole. No students were on the bus at the time. One person suffered minor injuries, and Scoville is facing charges including DUI and reckless driving. Like the scene from Goodfellas, three people who knew they were in trouble for possession of cocaine tried destroying the evidence as the Brick Police Street Crimes Unit executed a search warrant at the Sawmill Road residence. When all was said and done, three people were charged with possession of cocaine and tampering with evidence. As marijuana guidelines were immediately put into effect by the state attorney general, police are concerned about the possibility of facing criminal charges for doing what, up until last week, used to be part of their job. President of the Ocean County Police Chiefs Association, Joseph Michigan, in Point Pleasant Beach, says officers are going to be dealing with people a lot less now because, under the new guidelines, they can't detain a minor or initiate an investigation for simply smelling marijuana. And if they do,
then they're subjected to deprivation of civil rights, and it's a criminal charge. It's a third-degree crime. So we can't initiate an investigation based on the odor of marijuana. And if my officers do, this law then subjects my police officers to criminal charges.
Chief Michigan says some officers are now hesitant to do their jobs for fear of facing criminal charges. In sports on Tuesday, the Devils fell to the Islanders 2-1. The Rangers snuck by the Sabres 3-2. Flyers suffered a tough defeat 5-2 to the rival Penguins. And the Knicks got crushed by the Spurs 119-93. Weather today, sunny, only a light breeze, highs in the 50s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 30. I'm Vin Ebneux on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.